The only thing that I have ever understood about trying to make someone else do something is that you are going to drive yourself crazy, and you can only lead by example.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Evans, welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where Evans is my co-host.
Lori, I'm so happy to see your face.
It's been a hot sec, meaning a hot sec in our world equals a month and a half.
Yes. I can't believe it's already been that long.
No, it's so bizarre, but also like it flew by. So we had a couple things that we paused for. Number one, life was a little in flux, AKA you were moving all over. We had a loss in our family. So we went back home to Wisconsin for like over a month, which was absolutely insane. And I was like, no, I'll continue on with the podcast. And all of a sudden, like my life just, I literally couldn't physically do podcasts or any work for that matter. And it's really crazy how you kind of have to just give yourself the grace to let go of everything. And I know that you know this around like just how much you have been traveling back and forth. And you kind of have to just like give yourself the grace to be like, you know what? I can't, there are things I can't control and I have to just let go or I am going to go crazy. Tell me about, first of all, before I say, tell me about control in your life and how control is like so challenging and it can actually bind us and cripple us and make us like so incredibly stressed out, and surrender is the only thing you can do at times. But first, I just want to say that Questionably Awesome is a podcast where you probably are going to question some of the awesome things we say, and we're going to tell you don't question it. It's just awesome.
Just go with it.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, my suggestion highly is to turn off the recording and find someone that you think is more intelligent. And I'm gonna say that you probably won't find many people on the internet more intelligent than this. So
you definitely won't. There's no question.
Which, by the way, we have the same, almost the same coffee mugs this morning.
It's really cool.
What's in your coffee mug?
Regular coffee. What's
your? Oh God, I thought you were gonna say tea, and I was about to just be really upset.
No, I haven't changed that much, Lori. I'm still the same.
Okay, thank goodness. I have got fully loaded coffee. I'm not even sure the brand. Do you know what's more important to me than the coffee?
What?
The creamer. Mug?
Oh, the creamer's huge. What's your definitely creamer of choice lately?
You know, I mix. I really like to give them partners while they're in there. So I do a mix of that Caliph, I think it's called, brand. Coconut milk or coconut almond, toasted coconut almond milk. Like if you put the word toasted before almond milk, you just made it so much better. Like,
that's so luxurious.
So yes, my favorites are toasted coconut almond milk. And there's another creamer. I don't know. It's more of a sweet one. I can't even remember, but I like a touch of sweetness with the heartiness of that one Caliph brand. So how about you? What do you put in yours?
I'm an old school half and half kind of girl, which I know isn't healthy.
I like that.
But it just makes me happy.
You know what? You're a classic. Everything you do, I feel, is very classic. Like if you're going to dress up, you're going to be very classic and chic. If you're going to drink your coffee, it's going to be classic. Like,
wow, this is nice.
Yeah, you just are. So control. Tell me about how it feels to attempt to control your life right now during an uncontrollable period, which is, we've never had control, but it's just all an illusion. Mm-hmm. But now the illusion truly has been really stripped away. So tell me about your experience the past 4 months with control.
Well, it's kind of like you were reading my brain with what you were saying earlier. I've had a really hard time with letting go of control because I want to know, like, where are we going to live? Where are we going to stay? Because we have a lot of things going on with jobs and figuring out where we're going to end up landing. And it's just been crazy. And we're both really lucky because we have jobs. But also, this is a crazy time for everybody. And I think, like, even in the last week, I've finally gotten to the point where I've recognized I actually don't, I can't do anything about a lot of these changes. So
yeah,
might as well get used to change.
And that's the only thing we can do. I mean, honestly, you just summarized my entire life right now. Hold on. My dog is chewing my pillows. 1 second. Bananas.
Bananas.
Okay. Back to the show, everyone. So control. It's like been the biggest thing for me is just to let go. And I was listening to a podcast that was talking about calling this sort of time period, like the void. And I didn't understand what that meant. So I wanted to listen in. And I was like, what does the void mean? Like, what is this great void that this person is talking about? And she was talking about how this time period is kind of stripping away all of the things that we thought we were and thought that we needed and thought we had control over, and showing us you have, it's kind of like the universe is going to be happening and what's the plan is for your life is going to be happening during this period of time anyway, as long as you're sowing the seeds that you want to be sowing and thinking in a way that you want to be thinking and expecting what you want, what you desire to happen. And follow me here. I'm going somewhere.
I'm with you.
It's like the things that were already going to be happening in your life, if you truly had like a dharma or a life plan that we don't know about, would still be taking place if you are on this positive path. But what happens is a lot of us are freaking out because we don't have this sense of control or things in our calendar or all of this busyness. So we're going into a bad space, spiraling out and not creating these things for our life. Does that make any sense? Or did
it
that just
totally make sense? Because so many things have been put on pause and all of a sudden we have to fill this space.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also trying to keep ourselves sane. And yeah, you have kids, you have a job, you're trying to work out, you're trying to go to the grocery store, you're trying not to get COVID. Like, what? Trying not to catch a virus is a job on its own.
It really is. Like, you're just dodging.
Yes.
Going through life dodging things right now. So, all right. Do you have, first of all, here's the thing. This might be a little bit longer podcast because you're getting a new puppy.
We are getting a new puppy.
So your beloved George and my beloved Waffles are up in heaven playing.
Yep.
And that, I mean, like, unimaginable, the pain that is caused by losing your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited for you to get a new puppy because Bananas has truly healed so much of my heart.
Really?
And I know, oh my gosh, like came in and put little stitches everywhere on my heart. It's like banana shaped stitches, if you can picture that. It's just,
that is so sweet.
So I just know that your new puppy is going to come in and do a little bit of sewing over your heart. Mm-hmm. And we have to talk about the name though, because here's what's so much fun. My dogs will always be named silly food names because I love silly food apparently. Like, if you ever have me over for dinner, be like, what's a list of silly foods you like?
Done.
So apparently waffles are silly and bananas are silly. Burgers could be silly. So
oh, I could burgers eat that would, as well. Yes. If you guys get a second dog, burgers.
That'd be so cute.
Burgers and bananas? That would be awesome.
Bananas. Oh, yeah. Perfect combination. Okay. I'm glad we came up with that for a second dog.
Yep.
Which you will go through. You will think you will want a playmate for your dog. Resist.
That's what we've been saying. I'm like, why stop at one? Let's get two.
Yeah, totally.
No.
And then when they pull their shenanigans, we call his bananigans, it literally, you'll be like, oh, if there was two right now egging each other on, I would leave. Like, I would sign the house over to Bananas and I would leave the house. So, and just leave forever and go to Mars and join Elon Musk. So with that said, what are you playing with in terms of the dog's name? Because the dog will live into the name.
Oh, yeah. Well, we really like human names for dogs.
Love that.
I.e. George, you know?
Yeah.
So we're kind of thinking like an old school, like Blanche. We've talked about June.
Oh, I love that.
What else did we talk about? Fern? I don't know.
Let's think of some more good ones. What are older woman names? More mature from the 30s. Greta.
Oh, Greta's nice.
Gertrude.
Gertrude. Rose. Greta.
Rose. Oh, you're more of a classic, like a beautiful classic. Like Blanche and Rose. Clearly, we're doing the Golden Girls.
What are the other Golden Girls? Sophia, right?
Yeah, that's too modern.
So, yeah.
She was ahead of her time. Yeah, I'm very excited about your dog's name.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. And let me tell you, we did try to adopt, and this is a good time for dogs. They're getting adopted in like minutes.
Oh, yeah. There's lists for dogs right now, which is so exciting. Because everybody wants, they're like, I'm home. I'm going to get a dog. Here's the thing. There is going to be a rise that we need puppy therapists, because if people do go back to work, and I'm not even kidding you right now, like, yes, I'm joking when I say this, but not at all.
Yeah.
Because they will have massive anxiety issues because they have not been left alone. Like our dog, right. We are now having to start leaving him alone because number one, I had no idea, but sheepdogs are literally meant to be with people more often than not. So if you are gone all the time, it's not the breed for you because they get really bad anxiety if they are not with other dogs or people.
I know that.
Yeah, it's not a good dog to have alone. So he's like already anxious. When we leave the house, it is a disaster. Like he's just like barks the entire time. Like for a walk, the whole hour he'll bark. We'll come back up to the house and I'm like, oh God, has he barked this much the whole time? I'm so sorry, neighbors. And there's nothing you can do about it because he's just got to get used to it. So what breed are you getting?
We're getting a golden doodle.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm so excited. Golden doodle. Do you know what color she's going to be?
They're kind of like her mom's more like toasty.
Toasted coconut.
Oh yeah, she's definitely a toasted coconut.
Oh God.
And her what's the mom's name? Her mom has like a really cool name. Now I can't remember it, but it's really cute. It's very old school.
You're gonna have to get their names because
I know. I can't remember. The dad is Hank.
I think our dad was Hubert or something. It was like an H name.
Hubert.
Yeah. It's very cute.
I love it.
I can't wait. I literally cannot wait. So the puppies have to play together.
Yeah. Wait, I remembered the mom's name.
What?
Ophelia.
Shut your face.
Swear.
She's the poodle. Your dog has to have a cute older woman's name.
Yeah, her mom is Ophelia.
Oh, that's a great name too. I think I'll name my child that.
Same.
I like it because it sounds like Ophelia.
Yeah, Ophelia.
Ophelia. I named my kid that. That's how much I resonate with you. All right. So do you have a quote?
Yes. I feel like I'm playing it safe with my quotes lately. It's another Brené Brown one.
Do tell.
I just love her. She said, I thought faith would say, I'll take away the pain and discomfort. But what it ended up saying was, I'll sit with you in it.
Oh, well, that summarizes 2020 and what we can do.
Seriously.
I don't know who says this quote. Let me see. I can't see it, but it says, do it now. Sometimes later becomes never. And I think that is so much about these times right now, because I think people are waiting to see what's going to shake out. And I actually think that life has always been in this waiting period. And this is just giving us the actual physical like proof that nothing is in control. When it's never been in control, you are always the only person in control of your life. So if you don't do it now, and if you don't create a life that you love, other people are going to create it for you, or it's never like, and your life will never happen. So
that is good.
Now we're just getting the actual physical proof of what has always been, in my personal opinion.
That, geez, is it over now? Like, is this over?
I mean, I hope life continues after this podcast, but technically it could be.
No, I just mean...
You know when you feel something crossing your lips that feels smart and you're like, keep going with it. Don't lose it. This might be the only smart thing you say.
Don't stop talking
your whole life. Do you ever talk and you can't see the end of what you're going to say? And you're like, I can't believe I'm still talking because I don't trust the end of the sentence. And then it gets smarter. Or, yeah. I mean, that rarely happens. That's like 1 out of 100 for me, but I keep following it. And sometimes I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have followed that.
I do that too. I have like a little person who's like, stop it. And you just keep going.
Yeah. And I think that the keep going part is probably where I fell in love with you. So most people stop at certain train tracks. They're like, oh, that's not going to be a safe joke. And you just go for it. And that's what I like.
Thank you, Lori. I feel the same way about you.
Hey, do you have a review? Because I think that's what we do.
Oh, yes.
I think.
Wait. Oh, I thought this was from Carl, which would have been cool, but it's Carrie.
Oh, that's right. Well, Carrie's just as cool, but we were having the discussion how we've never had a man review. So I don't think we have a man listener. I think we're over the top.
Yeah. Maybe Adam will write one for us.
Hey, that'd be good.
But that's cheating. Okay. This is from Carrie Runner.
Carrie and Runner, full name. Do you think Carrie she's Runner. Her name?
Do I think she's what? On her? Oh, for sure. I bet she does. I bet she has a lot of medals like in her. She probably has a really cool thing to hang her medals on from racing.
I for sure see this. All right.
Carrie I hope Runner. She does. Carrie Runner says, Lori and this podcast have inspired me for years. Her lifestyle is impressive. Her heart is open and her sense of humor infectious. Lori feels like the best friend who you want to hang out with and be more like. My favorite episodes are her long-form interviews with equally impressive guests. Tune in if you want to up-level your life.
Care Bear Runner. Now I'm picturing a Care Bear running. And I like this even more with medals. Yeah. That was the sweetest review. I'm like always blown away by how nice people are. And here's the thing. You have to look for the nice because there's also a lot of nasty bears out there, you know?
There are.
As good as Care Bears are, there's also those who want to eat you. So just keep looking at the Care Bear side and that's all we can do. If you email customerservice@loriharder.com, we're going to send you something awesome.
Okay.
What's our Q&A?
This week is about growth and hope.
What's your definition of hope?
I think hope is something that you have to reach for even how do you explain something that's there even when it feels really dark?
Yeah. So hope, it sounds to me like you feel hope is intertwined. Hope's best friend is faith.
Oh yeah. I feel like they're definitely roommates.
Oh, heck yeah. Technically, if we renamed ourselves, we could be Hope and Faith. Isn't that cute?
Yes.
Show. I don't know if I'd tune in as much as Questionably Awesome.
Me neither. It sounds kind of like a country singer show, which I would like.
Oh gosh, we could totally sing country.
We could sing country.
Oh, I spent so much time in the South that I got a little bit of an accent. Like all of us were in the RV when we were in Texas.
Yep.
Talking this way all day. It was amazing.
Y'all's trip looked amazing.
Y'all, it was amazing.
Y'all.
It really was. We'll get into that on another pod.
Okay.
I almost called a podcast a potty, but I think that's a bad idea. We'll get into it on another potty. Okay. Hope. I had written some things down because I had done a podcast on Teddy Mellencamp's iHeartRadio talking about hope. Mm-hmm. And she had me write down a few things that hope meant to me. So I'm just going to read a couple of them.
Oh.
I put hope is a responsibility to create something greater in the future. Hope is a responsibility to strengthen your faith and look for the signs that things are going to be better. Hope is active. Hope and purpose share a lane. It's our job to wake up and listen to the purpose we are sent here for. If you're feeling helpless, help someone. That's an Aung San Suu Kyi quote, if I say that right. What's another one? Hope is an active collaboration between you and God to create and fulfill a vision. Let's see. And then I put another quote here. I can't remember who it's by, but if your vision only includes you, it's not big enough. I don't know what that has to do with hope, but I guess that hope has to do with other people as well. So I know that our questions are on hope and growth. So let's see if we can answer them.
Okay. Here's one from @liveyourcapacity. They want to know, in a relationship, how can you make sure you grow together in personal development?
Such a good question. And thank you so much for this question. Live Your Capacity. I totally recognize your handle. What is up? How do you make sure you grow together and reach your potential?
Yeah, with your partner.
Well, we can't ever make somebody else grow. It has to be the only thing that I have ever understood about trying to make someone else do something is that you are going to drive yourself crazy and you can only lead by example. So for me, I tried to control my husband for a long time and that went terribly awry. They rebel. They're people, you know, they, right. When you try to control somebody, they literally kind of go the other way. So for me, I had to let go of thinking that, number one, here's the most important thing. You're not going to grow at the same time. You're going to grow on different paths. And they're growing in it. Whether you think they're growing or not, they're probably growing through something that maybe you don't know. So maybe you need to ask questions around what they're growing around, because sometimes we think that growth, we have a definition for growth. If he's not reading books, he's not growing. Okay. There's a million ways to grow. Some people, like Gary Vaynerchuk, says he never reads a book ever. And he's got more knowledge and talks more every single day than I can possibly tell you. So there's a million different ways to grow. Some people grow through experience. Some people watch movies and they grow through different, you know, perspectives or whatever that looks like. So I think the biggest thing is like to redefine what growth means to you. And to know that you will never be on the same path of growth. And I think number two is just you can only lead by example and by having really honest conversations of where you're at and giving them the space to grow. And sometimes this could be a year, this could be 2 years, but I do think there's a certain point where you know when someone is so resistant and they're not willing to do the work. So they say a lot of different things like, you know, maybe they're calling your stuff stupid, or maybe they're like, I don't need to do that or whatever. And if this continues to go on, there's a difference between being willing to grow and between closed-mindedness. And I think when someone is not willing to open up their mind, that's when you need to start questioning the relationship that you are in and give yourself space, because this takes a little time. So it's not like it's been 6 months, I'm throwing the towel. I think we really actually need to go through the fire in our relationships. And the fire could last a year or 2 years. And then if you know after that, I think that's a good amount of time to test yourself.
What exactly. I love all those points. I think that communication is huge with growth, because like you said, you don't want to like attack your partner and be like, what are you doing? Why haven't you done this or this? And I'm on this path and I've done these things and knocked all this out. And you just are sitting there because you don't just... You need to have an open conversation about it, in my opinion. And I also, now I'm blanking. Let's just go with your answer.
Oh, your answer was freaking amazing. Do you like how we like have to validate each other? Hey, I 100% will let you know. I still love validation. People are like, you should be able to validate yourself. I'm like, bullshit. We're on this world together. Someone needs to say something nice to me.
Same here. I need it all the time. I also feel like I've forgotten how to talk to other humans.
Hey, you're doing great. I have thoroughly enjoyed this. I feel like we are connecting deeply right now.
As we are.
So this is fantastic. What's our next question?
Our next question. This is so great. Okay. This is at Tima922.
At Tima922. Love you.
Love you. How do you push yourself to take steps for growth that you still feel underprepared for? Oh. Still don't feel prepared. Do we ever feel prepared?
No. Let's just kibosh this myth. I wake up and I'm not prepared to wake up. My body says, life is scary. Okay? And then my mantra says, life is amazing. And you need to wake up and face it and create what you're excited about. And I'm telling you, it's real. Like every single day is a choice to continue to like face, I'm just going to be real right now, like face life. Like sometimes I pick up my phone and I'm afraid to face social media. So I think it's just a choice to say like, you don't ever feel ready and things can be scary and you keep on saying to yourself, to me, God is 100%. On my, like, that's just my faith and belief that if we are here and breathing, that God is on your side. So for me, I'm always like, God is bigger than this, bigger than the problem, bigger than the fear. So no matter what, it goes back to a podcast I did because I truly believe that we've been, actually, I think I wrote it in my book, whatever, it doesn't matter. We are created unassailable, which means that no human can take you down. And I think for me, the thing that we are most afraid of when we are thinking of the goal or the thing is probably judgment and failure in front of other people. It's never like, if no one existed, you'd probably try a lot of stuff because you don't care if you fail. We're afraid of the opinions right now and the backlash and what could happen and the bullying or whatever that is. Yes. And it doesn't matter if you really follow people's journeys all the way till the end. Like anyone who's ever really been bullied or, you know, if they are a good person or a semi-good person, or they've done a huge failure, eventually, as long as they get back on their path, they're kind of like good. Like you're kind of, it's kind of forgotten about, you're kind of forgiven. You get a fresh start. So no matter how scary things can be, I always think to myself, like, you're going to be fine and God's on your side and he's way bigger than any problem. So if you can hang in there and just really lean on your faith, you know, whether you believe in God or universe, angels, guides, whatever that looks like lean into that so hard, you're going to be fine. So I guess trust that something bigger than you has your back. And that's how I push through. And knowing that ultimately that is your calling and your purpose. And if you don't do it, that's where the real pain comes. I think the real pain comes from the resistance of your purpose.
Ooh.
I followed the train, Evan.
That was a quotable moment.
I am not resisting the tracks today.
You are on fire today.
I guess a month and a half break will put some fire under your butt.
Really like that.
It really will, though. I will honestly say, give yourself the grace to just like take things off, mm-hmm. even if it's your clothing or your robe. You can derobe.
Derobe. Give yourself some freedom. Take comfort. I like to take comfort in knowing that when you look around, there's always another side to what you're not seeing. Mm-hmm. So there's always hard work that you're not seeing. There's always fear that you're not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own battles. And I kind of take comfort in that, knowing that, like, all right, I'm not really in this alone because everyone's trying to do the best they can too.
Yes. So, everyone's afraid.
Everyone's like, afraid.
My favorite thing to do is when I'm like speaking on big stages and there's people who just make it look so easy, or like these speakers who are professional speakers, like they do it every day. I'm like, do you get nervous? I want to know. And they're like, every single time. I'm like, oh, thank God. But they're not out there saying that, you know, they're not like,
right,
hey, I make this look so damn easy, but I'm actually like just willing to do it anyway. Yeah. That's the thing, is you have to be willing to do it. And trust me, every time I've spoken, I've been nervous. And some turn out amazing and people are like, wow, I had no idea. And that was such a great talk. Thank you for that. Because guess what? There have been times where it's not so great and people don't say that was so great, you know, and you are forgettable. And I've absolutely had those moments where I've gotten off stage and cried and been like, I feel like I disappointed everybody. I feel like I disappointed the host. I feel like, and then I let it go because I know it's a one-off thing. And then your next three are great. And then you have one that was really terrible. And I think that's just the path. Like, you're going to have your great moments and you're going to have your terrible moments, no matter how good you get, because that is called growth. Growth cannot happen without you failing or without you thinking you failed or doing something that wasn't perfect in front of everyone. So,
exactly. It's not a straight and narrow path.
Never. It's and you know what? Sometimes life is just like, you don't get to, You figure it out in small moments, right? Like, there were things you figured out in your 20s that you're like, thank God I figured that out. There's things that we're figuring out in our 30s that we're like, had no idea it was going to take this long to figure out. But now I'm figuring it out. And it happens in these little tiny puzzle pieces that you're like, huh, okay. And without those, life would be boring. So I think that, you know, growth is the entire reason. And I think the people who are really challenged right now are the ones who are in resistance of growth. So let it happen. Go to your edges, be uncomfortable, sit in it, because that's where the good stuff is happening.
Yeah. And you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
So Evans, I think that we need to conclude. So tell me your conclusioning thoughts.
Well, I actually had a question for you.
A word. Yes, throw it at me.
I was wondering, what's bringing you comfort in all these, with the world being so stressful and crazy, what's one thing that gives you a little comfort each day?
Oh, at 5 o'clock when I can crack open a light pink.
Boom.
Shit, I wish I was joking. Okay, so...
That can be it.
That's part of it, but I will say what's bringing me comfort. Prayer. Lots of prayer.
Every minute.
God, what are you doing right now? That's... God, I trust whatever it is that you are divinely stripping us of and bringing forward. Truly. Prayer in the fact that I know that if we just wake up and create purpose for ourselves and focus on our calling and our family and what we can do in this very moment, you know, if you can't do something about what you feel is happening in the world, something huge, don't even focus on the huge thing. Focus on what you can do right now. Can you help your family create a new way of being? Can you help your family be more inclusive? Can you help your family calm down and give them tools of peace? You know, can you stop watching the news and find different ways to educate yourself? Like, what are the things that you can do now? How strong can you strengthen your faith? And faith doesn't come in non-challenge. Faith doesn't happen. We talk about this a lot. Faith doesn't happen in times that are not challenging. It happens right now. So I think that this is such a gift actually from God, universe. Like, I fully feel that this is a gift for us to be like, oh, you say you're faithful. Let's see how faithful, like how much you can lean into the belief that there is something better or something better that can come from this. So yeah, what's bringing you comfort?
Honestly, my favorite part of that comforts me is my warm cup of coffee in the mornings.
Ugh,
and just best. That little couple minutes of silence and just thinking, you know, and mm-hmm. books. Books are bringing me so much comfort.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Me too. So we'll have to trade book lists after this because I need a few more good ones, but I'm reading an amazing one, Untamed by Glennon Doyle. I got to be honest, I didn't like it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't think this book's for me because I didn't love her. I didn't love the ending of her last book. Whatever. Doesn't matter. She's amazing, but I have opinions. So with that said, I will say that as I read more of this book, because here's what I'm doing for myself. I'm challenging myself where I'm like, I don't like this. I say, why is this triggering you? And then I keep reading and I want to learn about the things that are triggering me and why. So I kept reading in the middle of the book has just been like blowing my mind. So
I'm excited to read that. It's on my library list.
So good. What are you reading right now?
I've been reading a lot of fiction. I'm reading.
I need to do that.
You do. It's fun to escape in just a whole different world. And you still learn so many. There's still things to be learned in fiction.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's such. I think it's one of the most important things we can do. In fact, I think we should be reading fiction maybe every other book because it allows you to imagine. It allows you to learn how to tell good stories, which is the most important thing if you are a human. I think storytelling is so important.
Me too.
Evans, I could talk to you all day. Clearly, I literally could go on for another 2 hours because it's been a while. But we are going to say goodbye to our beautiful audience and how much we've missed them. And I got to be honest, I was so sick of answering if I was going to do podcasts with Evans again, that I'm glad this is back. I just should have put a post that said, don't stress. She's coming back. I understand that I'm not enough, but I will bring her back on the show. So welcome back, Evans.
Thanks for having me.
You are a pivotal part of this journey. And I was about to have people just completely unsubscribe if you weren't coming back. So,
well, I appreciate those thoughts from those two people.
Oh, it was a lot. It was legitimately annoying and I loved it. I was like, this is so great. I'm in love with knowing they love our show so much together. So she's back, everyone. She's back. She's in full effect. She's hilarious as ever. She's wearing really cute PJs right now. She wears them to sleep, though. They're restrictive for me, in my personal opinion, but she looks like a cute cheetah. My dog is barking. I gotta go. I love you guys. Until next time, remain questionably awesome. It's the only way to be.
Amen. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.